Well, good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Ron Milhorn live from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Boy, has this been a long time coming. It's been almost 10 months since we were in this gymnasium calling basketball. We being myself and my partner, Jack Jabor, who can no longer broadcast, at least not for the time being and not for the near future. He is home. He's out of the hospital and recovering from that nasty COVID. Jack, you're my I feel like I'm missing a limb without having you here. But I will do the best I can to bring you the action, describe it as best I can. Today it's the Glenwood Demons and the Basalt Longhorns. Both teams, every school in the state has been waiting, chomping at the bit to play basketball, to compete. And it's just good to hear, even without fans, it's good to hear the music over the speakers and the squeak of the sneakers on the gym floor. Players have to wear masks, and it's going to be a little different, a shortened season. JASA approved this shortened season. 14-game regular season, all classes at 12-game sub-varsity. Postseason 1A to 3A, 24-team brackets. Postseason 4A, 5A, 32-team brackets. Masks, again, must be worn during play. That was appealed before JASA and the State Health Department, but they decided they're going to keep masks. Everyone has to have masks. The benches for the players for each respective team flanking the scorer's table are, well, they're cootie-proof. Let's put it that way. They're 6 feet apart, diagonally, all set up almost like theater seating. It's going to be very interesting. The Glenwood Lady Demons are first up. And let's get to Rhonda Mosier's squad. Rhonda in her sixth season. We did an elbow tap when we greeted each other at the court. Glenwood coming off a marvelous 2020 year. 12-0 in league play, 21-4 overall. Had a 15-game win streak and ended up losing on March 3rd to Erie, 86-54, and that brought the season to an end. And, of course, a lot of teams went to the state tournament and didn't get to complete it. Rhonda Mosier has had great success the last couple of years. She's graduated six seniors and some big shoes to fill. We'll get to the starters in a moment. The Basalt Longhorns, under head coach Amy Contini, she's got herself a number of seniors, one, two, three, four, five, six, and a number of them are starting. Caitlin Booth is going to be looked to contribute a lot. And the Glenwood girls, I have to pause for a moment. We're holding signs up for Jack Jabor, and they held them up to the camera. I don't know if the camera's functioning. All the schools got grants through NFHS, and I'm not sure if the camera's going to be functioning today. There are a lot of bugs to work out, but I appreciate the girls, and I'll pass that on to Jack. I'll have to take a picture of those signs and send them on to him. They're praying for Jack. They've been praying for him, for his recovery, and that they miss him terribly. And that makes two of us. Basalt girls took seventh place last year, 9-10 overall, the most wins they had since their 07 season, 3-6 in league play. It's a tough 3A West Slope league, 10 teams there. Basalt in the middle of the pack at seventh. Gracie Dietrich is in the circle for the opening tip. The starters, Maddie Mosier, 5'4 senior, Ella Johnson, 5'3 junior, Maya Suarez, 5'8 junior, Kenzie Winder, 5'8 junior, and Gracie Dietrich, 5'11 senior. Starters for Basalt, Caitlin Booth, a senior guard, Riley Dolan, Gracie Reardon, Katie Bohannon, and Chandra Bohannon. So the Pixelot camera is not functioning, so I'll pass the word along that they're going to go live on Facebook. Facebook Live on the Glenwood Springs High School website. Marty Barton, in addition to taping ankles and wrists and so on, has to help with masks as well. Number 23, Chandra Bohannon, and the tip is taken by Glenwood. Pass down low to Ella Johnson. Johnson at the block. Puts up a shot. Is blocked by Caitlin Booth. Basalt on the fast break. Riley Dolan lays it up. Missed it off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Katie Bohannon. Here's a three-pointer top of the key. Good. Gracie Reardon knocks down a three, and Basalt scores quickly. 3-0 Basalt. Here's a three-pointer from the near far corner. Put up by Dietrich. That didn't go, but a foul. On the rebound attempt. Called against Glenwood. That was Matea Ennewald. She was not listed as a starter. She comes out quickly. Pass up the floor to Caitlin Booth. Here's Dolan. Left wing. Gracie Reardon. Another three. Splashdown. Reardon. Back-to-back threes. It's 6-0 Basalt. Ella Johnson has it. High post right side. Now Maddie Mosier near the top of the key. Johnson has it. Drives. Drives between two defenders. Lost it out of bounds. Bounced it off her knee. And another turnover for Glenwood. 6-0 Basalt. 7:03 to go in the first. And the Lady Demons putting on the full court press. I don't know. It's actually Glenwood's ball. Inbounds pass to Johnson. Johnson to Mosier. Left wing. Goes to Winder. Right wing. Winder bounce pass to Dietrich. From the free throw line. Knocks it in. No, in and out. Bounced in and out. 6-0 Basalt. Up the floor comes Riley Dolan. 1-3-1 zone for Glenwood. Here's a drive. That looked like traveling by Reardon. Got away with it. Riley Dolan gets bumped and she's fouled. Foul by Gracie Dietrich. Her first. Glenwood with two. Gracie Reardon inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Chandra Bohannon. Top of the key to Caitlin Booth. In the near corner to Reardon. Three-pointer. She's fouled and she'll get three from the line. Not a good start for Glenwood. 6-0 Basalt. And the foul called against Maya Suarez. Reardon's first free throw off the rim. She's got all 6 points for Basalt. Caitlin Booth out. Ava Lane checks in for her. She's a sophomore. Reardon's second attempt is good. She gets another one. Gracie Reardon with the hot hand. Knocking down those threes. Third free throw is good. Makes 2 out of 3. 8-0 Basalt. 6:28 to go. Lob pass up to Winder. Winder calls out a play. Glenwood looking for that first bucket to break the ice. Winder dribble drive. Bounce pass to Suarez. Ella Johnson. Her pass. Another turnover. That's the third turnover for Glenwood. Credit Dolan with the steal. Dolan has it left wing. Three-pointer. Tries to bank it. Off the rim. No good. Off the hands of Dietrich. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Basalt. They call a jump ball. And possession will stay with the Longhorns. 5:58 to go. First quarter. 8-0 Basalt. Sophia. Oh, no. It's Gracie Reardon inbounding. Pass to Ava Lane. Lane hands it off to Reardon. Back it up. Right wing. Goes over to Riley Dolan. Dolan to Katie Bohannon. Her pass taken by Reardon. They kick it out to Reardon in the near corner. Stops. Underhands it to Riley Dolan. Dolan crossover dribble in traffic. Overhead pass to Ava Lane. Left wing. Now she backs up. 8-0 Basalt. Dolan has it. Flips it right wing to Katie Bohannon. Pass down to Ava Lane. Ava Lane fakes, shoots, misses. Rebound off the hands of Dietrich. She comes down with it. Get called for traveling. She bobbled it, gathered it in as she was running. Almost got away with it. That's the fourth turnover for Glenwood. 8-0 Basalt. 5:19 left in the first. First game of the season. Reardon's pass taken by Dolan at the baseline. Shot is blocked by Suarez. And Suarez with a nice denial there. Out of bounds. Basalt ball. Carly Gatlin, number zero in. She's got the white headband, the black mask. Pass into Ava Lane. Lane in the corner. Dribble drive. Here's the Reardon. Reardon fakes the three. Stops at the free throw line. Now goes to Ava Lane. Tempted to shoot a three. Now she backs up. Right wing to Reardon. Here's a pass and a shot put up by Dolan. Dolan from 10 feet. Doesn't go. Air ball. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. Winder to Suarez. Ella Johnson. Back to Suarez. Fakes a shot. And she traveled. Five turnovers. Dolan out. Ava Lane. Caitlin Booth back in the game. She's got the ball. Almost carried it. Dishes over to Gatlin. Ava Lane has it near the circle. Booth in the near corner to Ava Lane. Winder almost got a steal. Booth inbounding on the near side where a lot of students would normally be sitting. Gatlin, crossover dribble. Hands it off to Ava Lane. Basalt in their purple uniforms, their road uniforms, gold numerals. Reardon has it, guarded closely by Johnson. Here's a shot from the free throw line put up by Lane. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Maddie Mosier. Mosier slows it down. 8-0 Basalt. 4 minutes to go in the first. Johnson has it, lobs it down to Suarez, and a steal. Six turnovers. And Glenwood really struggling here in the opening minutes. Ava Lane. Left wing to Carly Gatlin. Gatlin left wing. Ball tipped away by Johnson out of bounds. A couple subs coming in for Rhonda Mosier. Brianna Sorensen. And Jocelyn Spires. And a timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:38 to go first quarter. 8-0 Basalt. And all 8 points scored by Gracie Reardon. Couple of three back-to-back threes. Shot another three, was fouled, and got three from the line and hit two of them. And that's our score. Last time Glenwood and Basalt played each other was 2011. Some good-looking ball players for Amy Contini. Might make some noise in the West Slope 3A. Caitlin Booth inbounding the near side. Running out of time and lobs it. Oh, she went back court. She hit it at Gracie Reardon, and she was straddling the half-court line. So that's just the second turnover for Basalt. Jocelyn Spires, who showed promising ability last year as a freshman. Just checked into the game. Rihanna Sorensen to Spires. Matea Ennewald in the game. Jump shot put up by Gracie Dietrich, and she knocks it down. There's the first point at the 3:19 mark. Dietrich with the two. 8-2 Basalt. Ella Johnson guarding there. Here's a three-pointer put by Ava Lane. That bricks it off the glass. No good. Rebound taken by Dietrich. Taps it, but it goes right back to Basalt. Pass down low to Caitlin Booth. Now they kick it out to Carly Gatlin for 15 feet. No good. Rebound put back by Caitlin Booth. That bounces off the rim. No good. Basalt controls the rebound. They're getting too many opportunities. Glenwood's got to do a better job crashing the boards. They're getting out-rebounded. Caitlin Booth, top of the key. Left wing to Reardon. And a pass down low to Amelia Allen, and it's out of bounds. So there's a third turnover for Basalt. 8-2 Basalt with 2:33 remaining in the first quarter. Spires will inbound in the far corner. Spires has it near the circle. Goes to Brianna Sorensen, back to Spires. Far corner to Prieto. Spires with a drive, in traffic, picks it up, kicks it out to Dietrich in the near corner. Cross-court pass. Here's a drive, and a foul's called as Sophia Prieto draws the foul, going for the basket. That's the first team foul for Basalt, and it's called against Ava Lane. Sophia Prieto, a 5'4 junior. And her first free throw is no good. Bounced off the rim. Glenwood's only basket scored by Gracie Dietrich. A little mid-range jumper in the key. Prieto's second free throw is no good. Didn't come close, but the rebound chased down by Ennewald for Glenwood. Spires has it. Cross-court pass now to Ennewald. Cross-court in the near corner to Prieto. Prieto's pass knocked away and out of bounds. Trying to get it to Gracie Dietrich. Knocked out of bounds by Carly Gatlin. Whole new cast of characters for Glenwood. Prieto inbounding. Goes into Ennewald. Bobbles it. Gets back to Prieto. Back to Ennewald. Baseline jumper is blocked. Partially blocked by Caitlin Booth. 8-2 Basalt. Basalt has not scored in about 5 minutes. There's a pass down low to wide open Carly Gatlin. She lays it up and in. Nice pass from Riley Dolan. Gatlin with the bucket. And it's 10-2 Basalt. Prieto calls out a play near the circle. Right wing to Spires. Spires can shoot that three. He goes down low to Prieto. Wide open. Missed the shot. Just an awkward shot at the glass. 10-2. Here's a pass tipped by Ennewald, taken back by Basalt. Dolan has it. Dolan's pass knocked away by Ennewald. Loose ball taken by Sorensen, and then we got a foul. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Glenwood with three fouls, Basalt with one. Dietrich comes out for Glenwood. Winder back in for her. Spires has it. Looks over the D near the circle. 10-2 Basalt. Prieto has it the far corner. Pass down low. Shot put up and it's blocked as Sorensen tried the shot and had it denied. I think that was Josie Day that got the block, and now we got a foul. It's going to be called against Prieto. And she ran up to guard Josie Day and couldn't put on the brakes and bumped into her. Prieto's first, fourth team foul. Here's a jump shot. Put up by Riley Dolan from 10 feet. Doesn't go. Reardon has it. Goes to Dolan. Dolan almost carried the ball. Here's a steal and knocked away by Sorensen. Kenzie Winder with a shot. Doesn't go, but she's fouled. Ten to two Basalt, 14 seconds left. Ball out of bounds. Foul against Josie Dayer first. Kenzie Winder inbounding under the basket. And just threw it away. Normally, this time of year, teams are running like a well-oiled machine. But this is the first game. Here we are, almost into February. 10 seconds to go in the first. Salt working for the last shot here. Dolan has it top of the key. Bounce pass knocked away by Winder. And are they going to call traveling with 3.5 seconds to go? Fifth turnover for Basalt. Glenwood with, I think, about eight. Winder throws it to Basalt. That was an odd pass. No one near the ball, and that will do it for a sloppy first quarter, sloppy beginning to the season, but it can only get better. 10-2 Basalt as we go to the second quarter after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Game one of the 2021 season. We go to the second quarter. It's Basalt 10, Glenwood 2. Basalt inbounding the ball. Riley Dolan has it. Calls out a play near the circle. Crossover dribble. Lob pass to Reardon, left wing. She's got 2 3-pointers, both in that first quarter. And a couple of free throws. Katie Bohannon in the game. Passed down to Reardon under the basket. And lost it off her hands out of bounds at the baseline. So Ella Johnson will inbound. Goes into Maddie Mosier. Maddie brings it up. Goes to Winder. Winder high post right side. Back to Mosier, left wing. Back to Winder. Nobody moving. Pass to trying to kick it down low to Suarez, and the ball's knocked away, and a steal by Chandra Bohannon for Basalt. Dolan has it near the free throw line, and call for traveling. This is to be expected in the first game of the season. Only so much you can do. Team's only had a week to practice. Practice started on the 18th of January. Winder has a left wing. Little head fake there. Winder lobs it to Ella Johnson. Johnson right wing. Johnson bounce pass to Dietrich. Bad pass. Turnover. Ball in the hands of Riley Dolan. And a traveling call against Dolan. Winder inbounding in front of the Glenwood seats. Checking out for Basalt is for 21, Josie Day. Ava Lane in for her. Maddie Mosier calls out a play. She brings it up uncontested. Basalt in a 2-3 zone. Right wing to Mosier, or to Johnson. Johnson to Winder, threw it away. Out of bounds. I was saying it was touched by Basalt. Winder was ready to go on defense. She'll take it out in the near corner. Goes to Mosier, right wing. Johnson, top of the key. Dribble drive in traffic and turns the ball over. Jump ball called. Not sure. I think she wanted to penetrate and then kick it out. Winder inbounding to Johnson. Johnson to Dietrich, double teamed. Goes to Winder, baseline jumper. In and out, no good. Glenwood hasn't had many opportunities to shoot, not many open looks. I think they're 1 for 8. Katie Bohannon to Riley Dolan. Back to Bohannon. Bohannon at the baseline in the corner. Dolan now has it, left wing. Reardon top of the key. Dribbles once. Tempted to shoot a three. Johnson smothering her. 10-2 Basalt. That scoreboard hasn't moved in a few minutes. Dolan to Ava Lane. Crossover dribble. Finds a lane. Lane picks it up. Smothered there by Dietrich. Nowhere to go. Her pass to Bohannon. Her shot is blocked. But she's fouled. And it'll be 2 shots for Chandra Bohannon. Maddie Mosier picks up her first. That's team foul number 5 for Glenwood. Chandra Bohannon's first free throw is good. ...11-2 Basalt, 5:38 to go in the half. Left-hander's second free throw, perfect. He's got a nice touch. It's 12-2 Basalt, 5:37 to go. Ella Johnson to Maddie Mosier. Back to Johnson. Mosier right wing. Dietrich calling for it. She's open. She needs to get open down low, though. Here's Winder with the ball. Winder in the paint, loses the ball. Lost control of it, and a steal by Basalt. Ava Lane comes up with a loose ball, and she's bumped, and a foul is going to be called against Ella Johnson. That'll be team foul number 6. Johnson's first. Katie Bohannon out. Carly Gatlin in for her for Basalt. Longhorns with a 10-point lead. 5:10 to go. Ava Lane, her pass blocked by Dietrich, but the loose ball retrieved by Basalt. As Gracie Reardon, the senior, comes up with it. Dolan, top of the key. Dishes off to Ava Lane. Down to Chandra Bohanna. Puts up a shot with the left hand. Good. She muscled her way in the paint and got her first bucket. Gives her 4 points for the quarter and the game 14-2 Basalt. 4:44 to go. Mosier, top of the key. Lobs it to Ella Johnson. Johnson picks it up. She's smothered. Here's Mosier. Sorensen. Here's a shot put up by Dietrich. A three-pointer from the near corner. Was an air ball. Overshot it. 14-2 Basalt. Drive by Dolan. Dolan along the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's partially blocked. Dietrich gets the loose ball. Can't control it. Now she picks it up. Kicks it over to Mosier. Dietrich with a couple of blocks. Johnson fakes the three. Mosier left wing. Cross court to Brianna Sorensen. Lobs in the near corner to Johnson. Johnson to Dietrich. Gracie right wing. Left wing, three-pointer by Mosier. Banks it in. Maddie Mosier from downtown. I sure needed that one. 15-4, Basalt. And now we got a foul. No, timeout. 30-second timeout called by Basalt. 3:41 to go in the half. 14-5. Basalt's with the lead. Well, we just have the boys' teams waiting in the wings. They'll play. They'll wait 30 minutes at the end of this game to take the floor. And so at the end of the girls' game, we'll have to exit the gym while they wipe everything down, clean and sanitize. Welcome to COVID, the COVID Basketball League. 3:41 to go in the first half, 14-5 Basalt. Glenwood offense has been in neutral until Mosier hit that three-pointer. It banked in. Glenwood putting on the press, and they get a steal. Sorensen has it. Hands it off to Ennewald. Ennewald double-team. She draws the foul. The timeout called by Basalt, but it was beneficial for Glenwood as Rhonda Mosier exhorting the girls to be a little more aggressive, driving to the basket. Matea Ennewald, a sophomore. Foul was called against Carly Gatlin, her first. And the first free throw is good from Ennewald. Ella Johnson out. Pamela Rodriguez in for her. Ennewald's second free throw. A little bit short, came off the rim, no good. 14-6 Basalt. Driving up the floor is Riley Dolan. Dolan between two defenders. It is a steal by Spires. Jocelyn Spires. Dishes off to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen top of the key. Bounce pass right side on the wing to Rodriguez. Three-pointer. Tried to go. Went off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Ennewald. Goes to Sorensen. She'll shoot a three from the top of the key. Off the new rim. No good. Rebound bobbled under the basket by Spires. And a foul is going to be called, a reach in. Call against Riley Dolan, her first. That's team foul number four. 3:01 to go in the half. A couple of subs for Basalt. Dolan and Gatlin out. Replaced by Josie Day. Inbounds pass to Ennewald. Muscles one up there. Good. He banked it in. Used the glass nicely. And Ennewald with a field goal. 14-8. Basalt. Foul called against Brianna Sorensen. Her first, that's the seventh team foul, so a 1-1 for Basalt. And at the line is, I believe it's Maya Suarez. First free throw, bounces in and out, no good. No, that free throw attempted by Ava Lane. Ennewald for three. Far corner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Basalt. Pulled down by Caitlin Booth. Ava Lane has it. Cross court pass to Josie Day. And Day call for traveling. Basalt 14. Glenwood 8. 2:33 to go in the first half. Jocelyn Spires brings the ball up. Like a 1-2-2 zone now for Basalt. Spires top of the key. Lobs it to Ennewald. Cross court pass to Rodriguez. Three-pointer left wing. Was she fouled? No, timeout. And it's a full timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 14-8 Basalt. 2:14 to go in the half. This is KMTS. .214 remaining in the first half. Basalt Longhorns with a 14-8 lead over the Glenwood Lady Demons. Glenwood graduated six seniors last year. Tough to replace players like Michelle Marshall, Kate Shanahan, Natalia Taylor, Hadley Yelico, Quinn Massey. Well, they'll figure it out. First game of the season, everybody wearing masks for 32 minutes. Jocelyn Spires inbounding near the Basalt bench. Goes to Sorensen. Turnaround jump shot. Kind of a flat-footed shot by Ennewald. Doesn't go. Rebound putback attempt doesn't go by Annalise Richardson. Pass up the court. Almost stolen by Spires. Loose ball taken by Caitlin Booth, who banked it in quickly. Her first bucket makes it 16-8 Basalt. Here's a drive. Shot. Put up by Brianna Sorensen. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Annalise Richardson. And the junior gets tied up there, and it's a jump ball. Annalise Richardson, a junior. Checking in for her first minutes. Glenwood again putting on the press. And Basalt beats the press. They get it up to Carly Gatlin. Here's a three-pointer by Gracie Reardon, and that won't bounce in. Rebound taken by Glenwood, pulled down by Matea Ennewald. Up the court to Brianna Sorensen. Kicks it out to Spires, fakes the three, baseline drive, and she's fouled. Good quick move by Spires. Foul called against Ava Lane, her second, fifth team foul. Spires will inbound on the near side near the corner. Pass into Rodriguez. Back to Spires in the near corner. Holding the ball around. Ball's knocked away. She gets it back. Goes to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Sorensen. Back to Rodriguez. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Spires. Cross court pass. Lob pass to Sorensen. Sorensen with a drive. Sorensen with a shot. Doesn't go. She's fouled. She clanked it off the rim, but got hit on her way up to the basket. And they'll give her two shots. Foul is called against Amelia Allen for Basalt. Team foul number sixth. A one and one, or no, two shots rather, for Brianna Sorensen. Her first shot is a swish. Gets her in the book. Amelia Allen checks out along with Gracie Reardon for Basalt. A minute two to go in the half. 16-9. And both free throws good. Glenwood finally in double figures. Sorensen hits both free throws. 16-10 Basalt. A minute two to go. Glenwood with the press. And Basalt beats it. And getting across the floor is Caitlin Booth. Booth cross-court pass through the key. A shot put up by Chandra Bohannon. Doesn't go. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood at the baseline. 51 seconds left. Carly Gatlin inbounding. For Basalt. Maya Suarez checking in for Glenwood. She'll guard the inbounds pass as Ennewald comes out for a breather. Pass into Bohannon. Ava Lane. Here's Dolan. Gatlin. Dolan right wing. Pass down to Caitlin Booth. 15-footer good. Caitlin Booth with a nice shot. Swish, 18-10. Basalt pass out of Maya Suarez. Goes to Spires. Spires cross-court pass. Sorensen with a fake. Gets bumped there. No foul. A lot of contact. Drives. Shoots. Call for traveling. Just good defense by Basalt. Brianna Sorensen with a turnover. That's, I know the Glenwood Lady Demons are in double figures for turnovers. 18-10. Basalt. 15 seconds left. They get it up the court to Gatlin. Lane fakes. Goes top of the key to Caitlin Booth. Booth from the free throw line. Banks it off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Spires. 2 seconds. 1 second. Spires will shoot one. And bricks that, doesn't come close, and that will end the first half. After 1 half of play, it's Basalt 18, Glenwood 10. You're listening to KMTS. Halftime at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium here at Glenwood Springs High School. Game one of the 2021 season. And it's Basalt in control, leading Glenwood 18-10. Not a lot to talk about offensively. Gracie Reardon got things started for the Basalt Longhorns. She had the hot hand, hit back-to-back threes early in the first quarter. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead. And then Reardon attempted another three and was fouled on the left wing and hit 2 out of 3 from the line. Carly Gatlin hit a basket in that first quarter. And there's 10 points for Basalt. Glenwood did not score until Gracie Dietrich hit a mid-range jumper from about 12 feet in the key with about 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And that was the only basket for Glenwood in the first period. 10-2 after one. And then it was an 8-8 draw for Basalt and Glenwood in the second quarter. Caitlin Booth with a couple of baskets for Basalt. And Chandra Bohannon, a basket and a couple of free throws to account for the Longhorns scoring. Glenwood committing a lot of turnovers. They had, at last count, 8 in the first quarter and I think 4 in the second quarter. In the second quarter scoring, Maddie Mosier hit the first and only 3 of the half for Glenwood. Knocked one down from about 20 feet, and she was able to bank it in. And Matea Ennewald came off the bench and provided some good minutes, good rebounding, playing good defense, had a bucket, and hit a foul shot as well. Brianna Sorensen coming off the bench. She hit a couple of free throws, and there's the scoring for Glenwood. 18-10 our score. Again, the Glenwood and Basalt have not played each other since 2011. And Amy Contini looking to make some noise for the purple and gold of Basalt this year, as she has 7 seniors on this club and hoping to make some headway in the West Slope 3A. Basalt had some great basketball teams back in the early 2000s. Basalt and Roaring Fork, Grand Valley, always competitive. Can always expect to see them at the state tournament. Hit a dry spell for a few years there, but they've certainly made a nice comeback and can hope to be have a respectable finish in the West Slope 3A. Glenwood Demons, Lady Demons, though, off to a rough start, trailing 18-10. Again, a season B. Here are the rules from Chassa. 14-game regular season. All classes. And a 12-game sub-varsity schedule. Postseason, 1A through 3A, 24-team brackets. 4A, 32-team brackets. Players are limited to 76 total quarters in the season, exclusive of overtime and postseason games. The state tournament, no consolations this year. Sometimes there's a consolation bracket, but not this year. Minimum 7 games played to qualify for the playoffs, pending COVID waivers. And that's something I talked to Glenwood Athletic Director Craig Denny about, and I know other athletic directors are hoping and praying for the same thing, is that they'll get at least 8 or 9 games in this season. Don't like to bring up the negative, but if someone test positive for COVID, then the whole team has to quarantine for 10 days. And then it's a 10-day return after that. So that really puts a dent in the whole season. So we'll just hope and pray for the best that all these student-athletes who put in so much work and have just been so anxious to play. Rhonda Mosier was telling me before the game that she had trouble sleeping last night. Was wake up and go, what time is it? Is it game time yet? And that reminds me, I want to get a picture of the signs that the girls held up before tip-off. Of course, I had my nose on my book. I wasn't paying attention, but they held them up, and it said, we're praying for you, Jack. We miss you. And it was just a very, very sweet thought. And the girls acknowledging Jack's absence. And it's certainly noticeable. I'm doing the best I can to keep stats and so forth. But you'll bear with me. We'll get through this. And hopefully, maybe one day Jack can come back or, I don't know, maybe do stats remotely from his easy chair. But in the meantime, relax and continue to heal, my friend. There's also ice hockey. Glenwood playing at Steamboat. The first game is February 6th. Skiing for the schools that have skiing programs, like Aspen, Battle Mountain. Cheerleading. Girls swimming and diving. There's a 7-meet maximum regular season plus league. And wrestling. First meet for Glenwood is at Coleridge, Thursday the 28th. Glenwood's next game after tonight is at Coleridge on Friday. And we'll also be going to Grand Valley Thursday. Rifle girls and boys playing at Grand Valley. So making the trip to Parachute. Glenwood Lady Demons, of course, runaway winners of the Western Slope, going 12-0, just a marvelous season. 2019, it was Battle Mountain taking the league. 2018, Rifle. 2017, it was Rifle again. We'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Mosier makes for her Glenwood girls as we start the second half. 18-10 Basalt. Glenwood going right to left. Pass to Rodriguez. Drive, shoots, and she's fouled. Looked like she maybe took an extra step but got away with it, but she drew the foul on the floor, though. Not a shooting foul. Foul's called against Reardon. Pass into Rodriguez. Left wing to Ella Johnson. Winder, baseline drive, pass through the key to Dietrich. Dietrich kicks it out to Mosier. Mosier, three-pointer, floats it, air ball. Ball saved by Winder, falling out of bounds, and threw it in. It was last touched by Katie Bohannon. Nice play by Kenzie Winder. She inbounds it from the baseline. Goes in to Maddie Mosier. Mosier top the key to Rodriguez. Splits the double team. Drive, shoots, banks it in. Pamela Rodriguez with a nice move to the bucket. How about that? Her first basket, 18-12. Basalt, Glenwood putting on the press. Longhorns have no trouble with it. Caitlin Booth dribbling the ball up and down. Now bounce pass knocked away. Loose ball taken by Glenwood. A steal as Mosier comes up with it. Mosier to Ella Johnson in the near corner to Winder. Down low to Rodriguez off her hands. Goes to Dietrich. Dietrich from 12 feet. Fadeaway jumper doesn't draw iron. Goes out of bounds. And Gracie a little bit short on that mid-range jumper. 18-12. Glenwood with the lead. Glad you could tune in here on KMTS. And another steal. Ella Johnson almost got it. Knocked the ball away and it went out of bounds in front of the Basalt bench. 18-12 Basalt. Lob pass into Caitlin Booth. Booth crossover dribble. Gets a pick. Stops. And there's a kick by Maddie Mosier. Just instinctively playing a little soccer there. Timeout Glenwood. A 30-second timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. And 18-12. Basalt with the lead. And Pamela Rodriguez showing some nice moves. Splitting that double team at the free throw line and just taking it down the middle of the lane for her first basket. Gasol will inbound it under their own basket. Gracie Reardon goes into Chandra Bohannon. Here pass knocked away, and Maddie Mosier couldn't quite catch up to it, but it was last touch by Caitlin Booth. Out of bounds. So good hustle. Glenwood playing a little more aggressive defense. Trying to chip away at that lead for Basalt. 18-12, pass to Johnson. Johnson has the ball knocked away. Mosier picks it up left wing. Her pass picked off. Ball on the floor, and it ends up in the hands of Caitlin Booth. Booth passed down to Reardon. Reardon gets a loose ball and underhands it, and it goes into Kenzie Winder. Winder, three on one. She's outnumbered. Winder, bounce pass to Ella Johnson. Her pass off the shins of Reardon. It goes into the hands of Mosier. Here's Dietrich in the far corner. Dietrich cross-court pass to Winder. Winder, jab step, head fake, drives along the baseline, bounce pass through to Dietrich. Dietrich with a 15-footer from the baseline, won't go. Rebound taken by Dolan. Dolan brings it up, stops. Shot put up by Booth from 12 feet, won't go. Rebound Dietrich. Dietrich bringing it up, bounce pass up the court, trying to lead Rodriguez. Rodriguez with a layup, missed the shot, rebound Dietrich. Lost control of it, kicks it out to Winder. Winder in the net left wing, and a ball stolen by Riley Dolan. 18-12. Basalt, 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Lob pass to Reardon. Three-pointer from the far corner. Bang! Gracie Reardon. Well, she gets hot, look out. Pass up the court to Dietrich. 21-12. Dietrich fakes, shoots. Missed it, she's fouled. Gracie will go to the line to shoot two, and the foul called against Riley Dolan. Her second. A little bit quicker pace here in the second half. 5:15 left in the third, 21-12. Basalt after Reardon hits her third three of the night. Gives her 11 points to lead all scorers. Dietrich here with the first free throw at the back of the rim. Gracie with 2 points. Winder out. Mosier out. Prieto in for Glenwood, along with Brianna Sorensen. Next free throw rolls in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Basalt as Chandra Bohannon comes down with it. Out-muscled Gracie Reardon, or Sophia Prieto. 21-12 Basalt. 5 minutes to go. Drive by Dolan. Shoots and scores. Dolan down the middle of the lane. Dolan's first basket makes it 23-12. Basalt. Glenwood's offense has got to wake up. Bounce pass cross court to Prieto. Trying to go to Dietrich and a steal by Bohannon. Bad pass. It's back to turnover city. Dolan with a drive. Dolan in traffic and she's fouled. Foul's called against Maya Suarez. Dietrich comes out. Here's a shot. That was put up by Ava Lane. Didn't go. Sorensen has it. Backs it up. Suarez. Her pass trying to go down to Ennewall. Threw it out of bounds. I need to correct myself. It was Suarez that hit that basket early, not Pam Rodriguez. Still getting to know some of these student athletes, and it's kind of hard. Everybody's wearing a mask. Drive by Ava Lane. Her shot is blocked. Nice hands there by Sophia Prieto to prevent that shot. 23-12 Basalt. 4:09 to go in the third. Gracie Reardon inbounding at the baseline. Bounce pass knocked away by Spires. Loose ball ends up with Ella Johnson. Johnson splits the double team, brings it up. Bounce pass on the wing, and it's picked off by Carly Gatlin. Pass up the court to Reardon, and she's traveled. She couldn't put the brakes on. 23-12 assault, 3:56 left in the third. And a timeout called by Glenwood. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:56 left in the third quarter. 23-12. Basalt with the lead. So is Maya Suarez with that basket for Glenwood. And Gracie Reardon hit that three from the far corner. Got to keep somebody defending her. We got the exit doors open, I guess, to improve circulation. Because it certainly doesn't get hot in this gym, rarely. Jocelyn Spires will inbound. The sophomore goes in to Ella Johnson. Spires left wing. Spires splits the double team. Picks it up, shoots, and missed the shot. Came up short. Rebound put back. Good by Sophia Prieto. 23-14, Basalt. They need a few more of those baskets. Ava Lane stops. And we got a timeout called by Coach Amy Contini and the Basalt Longhorns. It's a 30-second timeout. Basalt with a lead, 3:32 to go in the first quarter, or the third quarter, excuse me. Basalt will inbound at the baseline. It'll be Caitlin Booth. Again, after the girls' game concludes, it'll be a 30-minute break. We'll go to, back to the station, play some music, give you a weather and road update, and then play the boys' game. Booth has it right wing. Bohannon is fouled from behind. Fouls called against Jocelyn Spires. Her first, each team with two. Ava Lane inbounding for Basalt, lobs it into Chandra Bohannon. Around the perimeter they go. Lane fakes the three, drives. Shot is blocked by Sorensen. Pass up the court to Ella Johnson. Johnson double team there under the basket. Battle for the ball, and they call a jump ball. Possession is going to go to Basalt. She didn't have any help. Basalt with the lead. 3:05 to go in the third. Ava Lane double teamed. She's trapped. Needs some help. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Riley Dolan. Dolan is fouled by Ella Johnson. That's the third team foul for Glenwood. Kenzie Winder in for Johnson. Reardon into Dolan. Dolan from the free throw line. Bricks it. Rebound. Loose ball taken by Ennewald. Ennewald. Baseball pass up the court. Picked off at half court by Chandra Bohannon. And traveling call against Caitlin Booth. Good defense put on by Jocelyn Spires to force Booth to travel. Winder into Jocelyn Spires. 2:35 to go. Who's going to spark the offense here? Spires with a drive in traffic. Scoop shot with a right hand. Got it to go. What a play by Jocelyn Spires. Her first field goal. Gets Glenwood within seven. Drive by Dolan. Banks it. Good. Riley Dolan with an aggressive move to the basket. Her second basket of the quarter. Makes it 25-16. Traveling the call against Spires. She took an extra step as she dished it off. get something going and then commit a turnover. Dietrich back in the game, replacing Sophia Prieto. 25-16, Glenwood. Basalt with the ball. Dolan has it. Dribbling with the right hand, kicks it over to Caitlin Booth, left wing. Booth stops, top of the key. Pass down to Chandra Bohannon, shot with the left hand off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Dietrich. Shot put back by Booth, no good. Rebound, Ennewald up the court to Spires, who lays it up and in. Great pass from Ennewald to Spires. Ennewald cleaned the glass and threw one length of the court. 25-18, Basalt. Turnover by Basalt on the other end. I keep Ennewald in the game. She is great on the boards and can chuck that ball. Got a good presence on the floor. Pass trying to go down to Ennewald. Last touch by Basalt out of bounds. Glenwood ball at the baseline. Kenzie Winder calls out a play. Holds up three fingers. She's going to go top of the key to Spires. Spires for three. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Basalt. Amelia Allen with the board. 25-18. Longhorns lead. A minute 17 to go in the third. Carly Gatlin. Near corner to Dolan. Baseline drive. Floater with the right hand. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Dietrich. She's surrounded by Basalt defenders. And she gets the ball away. Clears it to Spires. Spires getting bumped from behind. Spires drives. And a foul. That'll be the third team foul. Foul is called against Dolan. That's her second. Winder inbounding, baseline, a minute to go in the third. Pass into Dietrich. 10-foot jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound, Ennewald bricks it. Too much on that one. Got the nice rebound, but couldn't get the soft touch on the putback attempt. 25-18, Basalt. 49 seconds, Dolan with a drive. Lost control of the ball, and we got a foul. It's going to be called against Spires. Joslyn with her second. And checking in for Glenwood, Annalise Richardson, replacing Matea Ennewald. 46 seconds left in the third. And the pass knocked out, back out of bounds by Glenwood. And now inbounding is Carly Gatlin, sophomore for Basalt. At the baseline, Winder guarding the pass. Pass into Bohannon. We'll hand it to Ava Lane. Lane with a drive. Shot from 10 feet. Ooh, got the roll. Ava Lane found the lane and gets her first basket of the night. 27-18 Basalt. Joslyn Spires, crossover dribble. Stops, hands it off to Richardson. And we got a foul. We're going to be called against Carly Gatlin. Her second. Make it her third. For each team with four fouls, 25 seconds to go. Winder inbounds it to Brianna Sorensen. Bounce pass out to Winder. From the far corner, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Basalt, controlled by Lane. Lane stops, shoots from 10. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled. It went out of bounds on the baseline. It's Glenwood ball with 8 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter, 27-18, Basalt with the lead. Spires gets the inbounds pass, 7 seconds, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Sorensen, baseline jumper, blocked, denied by Caitlin Booth, and that will bring the third quarter to an end. After three, it's Basalt 27, Glenwood 18. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. We go to the final quarter of the game. Glenwood has trailed Basalt all night. They trail 27-18 as we go to the final 8 minutes. Spin bounce pass to Kenzie Winder, left wing. Bounce pass to Ennewald. Ennewald lobs it to Mosier, right wing. Mosier lobs it down. Here's a turnaround jump shot. No good. Put up by Maya Suarez. Had the good look. Nice attempt, but didn't get it to go. 27-18 Basalt. Gatlin, right wing. Josie Day threw it out of bounds. Kinsey Winder brings it up near the circle. Calls out a play. Goes far corner to Ella Johnson for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Basalt. Gracie Ridden with the board. She's got 11 points to match her jersey number. Lead all scorers. Drive by Josie Day. Goes to Shannon Bohannon. Left-handed hook shot doesn't go. Rebound taken by Mosier. She was fouled from behind by Ava Lane. Lane's third, 15 foul. 27-18 Basalt, 7:09 to go in the game. Johnson brings it up, stops top of the key. Left wing to Winder. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Ennewald. Ennewald for 15, air ball. Rebound in the hands of Maya Suarez, and Suarez trying to dish it off was fouled. That's the sixth team foul for Salt. Foul's called against Josie Day. Josie Day coming out along with Carly Gatlin. Replaced by Riley Dolan, who's been dangerous. And Caitlin Booth. Winder inbounds to Ennewald. Ennewald to Maddie Mosier, right wing. Mosier back to Ennewald, far corner. Cross court pass, dangerous pass, taken by Johnson. Johnson to Suarez, has the ball stolen. Pass up to Caitlin Booth. Lays it up. Missed the shot, but she's fouled. Ava Lane got the steal and made a nice pass to Booth, who had an open look at a layup, but was fouled by Maya Suarez. Her third, fifth team foul. Two shots for Caitlin Booth, number three. Booth with a couple of baskets in the second quarter. Misses the first free throw. Booth with the second free throw is no good. Spins in and out. Rebound, Ennewald. Mosier up the court to Kenzie Winder. Three-pointer from the left-hander won't go. Just can't get those threes to fall. 27-18 Basalt. Longhorns control the ball. Dolan has it top of the key. Right wing to Ava Lane. Back to Dolan in the near corner. Down to Chandra Bohannon. Bohannon puts up a flat-footed shot with the left hand. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Johnson. Ella Johnson at the left side. Cross-hand dribble. Stops getting bumped there. Here's Ennewald. Ennewald down to Suarez. Backing up. Two defenders on her. Puts up a shot. Drew. No foul. Looked like contact. Couldn't get the shot. 27-18 Basalt. Time running out in Glenwood. Ava Lane has it. Top of the key. Dribbles with the left hand. Stops, fakes, shoots, blocked by Suarez. Loose ball ends up with Ennewald. Pass up the court from Johnson. Going to Suarez. Knocked out of bounds by Chandra Bohannon. Ava Lane out and Katie Bohannon in for Basalt. Brianna Sorensen checks in for Glenwood, replacing Ella Johnson. Kenzie Winder inbounding. Goes into Mosier, right wing. Launches a three. And tried to bank. It didn't go. Rebound over the head. Out of the reach of Gracie Dietrich. And Basalt controls the ball. Dolan with a drive. Dolan with a bank shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Dietrich. No. Lost the control of it. Dolan gets it back. Shoots and scores. And she's fouled. Riley Dolan has been a spark plug for Basalt tonight. Six-team foul. Second foul for Gracie Dietrich, and Coach Rhonda Mosier wants a full timeout. We'll take a break. 29-18 Basalt, 5:18 left in the game. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 5:18 to go in the ball game, and Basalt in control, leading 29-18. Not an insurmountable lead, but Glenwood's offense has just been in the mud. Can't get anything going. And Dietrich picked up that foul, and it's puts Riley Dolan at the line for two. Oh, no, 1-1. Oh, no, sorry. She made that basket. That's right. My memory's slipping. 30-18 makes it a three-point play, and Dolan has really been a difference maker for Basalt. Dietrich underhands it to Mosier for three. Right wing won't get the bounce. There's a lid on it tonight for Glenwood. Riley Dolan scoreless in the first half. 7 points here in the second half. Dolan brings it up against the press. No problem. Against Mosier. Puts up a shot in the lane. Bounced off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Basalt. Pulled down by Katie Bohannon. Three-pointer left wing by Gracie Reardon. Didn't go. Rebound taken by Winder. Winder's pass just threw it out of bounds. 30-18, Basalt. Riley Dolan gets the inbounds. Double team goes to Gracie Reardon. They have had no trouble with the press tonight. Booth has it. Booth to Katie Bohannon. Here's a pass right wing to Gracie Reardon. Riley Dolan, baseline drive. Shot is good. Riley Dolan has been deadly. The senior has another basket. It's 32-18. Winder, scoop shot with the left hand, won't go off balance. Rebound controlled by Basalt. Gracie Reardon gets the ball. Up the court comes Caitlin Booth. Jump shot from the baseline, won't go. Rebound controlled by Basalt. Second chances. Here's a drive. Dolan again. Right hand won't go. That banked off the glass. No good. Basalt gets the rebound. 10-foot jumper. Good by Caitlin Booth. And this one's pretty much over. 34-18 Basalt. 3:40 left. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Bang! You betcha! That's just what the doctor ordered for Maddie Mosier. Her second three of the night. And a timeout called. A full timeout called by Basalt. 3:34 left in the game. Hit a few more of those and could make things interesting. 34-21. Basalt with the lead. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. 3:34 to go in the ball game. First game of the season. Glenwood having a tough time. They trail 34-21, but Benny Mosier hit that long three for second. He's a steal at half court by Spires. Spires taking it. Now bounce pass underneath. Shot put up. Brick. As Brianna Sorensen missed the shot. Second shot doesn't go. Rebound low. Loose ball chased down by Glenwood as Pamela Rodriguez came up with it. She'll shoot a three from the left wing. That's short. Rebound taken by Sorensen. Or by Spires, excuse me. Sorensen has it now left wing. Cross court to Spires. Sets up for a three from the far corner. You betcha! Joslyn Spires with a tray. Cuts the Basalt lead to 10. 2:54 to go. Pass up third court to Gracie Reardon. 2:49 to go. Ava Lane backs up. Now Basalt's going to take the air out of the ball. He's going to have to come out there, come out on the ball and try and get a steal. Ava Lane has it. Playing up high near the circle. 2:29 to go. Gracie Reardon has it. One-on-one with Sorensen. Here's a pass almost stolen. Caitlin Booth has it. Here's a pass knocked away by Mosier. And a loose ball picked up by Rodriguez, but a foul's going to be called against Pamela. No. Check that. No, it's against Basalt, so it's going to be a one-and-one for Glenwood. Rodriguez got the loose ball. She was fouled by Caitlin Booth, her first 17 foul, so a one-and-one for Pamela Rodriguez. And Pamela triples a couple times, takes aim. First free throw is good. Nothing but nets. 34-25. Cuts the Basalt lead to 9. 2:15 left. Rodriguez with her second free throw. Nice form. Nails it. Cuts the lead to 8. Maybe I spoke too soon. Glenwood finally finding some life here. Here's a pass up the court to They go down low to Caitlin Booth, who's fouled. He dished it to Chandra Bohannon, who went to Booth, who was wide open on the weak side. Missed the layup, and she shot with a left hand. But she was fouled by Pamela Rodriguez. Her first, and it's a one-and-one. No, it's two shots, excuse me. A shooting foul for number three, Caitlin Booth, the senior. And the left-hander's first free throw is no good. Bounces off the back of the rim. The previous trip to the line, she missed two. Second free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Jocelyn Spires. Gets bumped there, brings it up the floor. Chance to cut the lead to six. Pass to Rodriguez. Rodriguez. Here's Sophia Prieto to Rodriguez in the near corner. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. Well, if that sinks, it cuts the lead to five. Instead, Basalt has the ball. Booth with a shot, lays it up, missed the shot. She carried the ball. The rebound taken by Spires. Spires up the floor, up the right side. Spires one-on-one with Riley Dolan. Goes through the key. Here's a scoop shot put up by Prieto. She draws a foul. And Sophia Prieto will shoot two. 34-26. That's the third foul against Josie Day. First free throw. Oh, tried to bank it. Prieto is 0-for-3 from the line. She's got 2 points on the night. Minute 33 to go. Number 11, Prieto. Second free throw, swish. Cuts the lead to 7. A minute 33 to go in the game. Prieto comes out. Mosier back in. Inbounding against the press is Reardon. Goes to Dolan, back to Reardon. Almost, she lost it at the baseline, out of bounds. No, they're saying touch by Mosier. Coach Ronda Mosier thought it was an out of bounds going to Glenwood. And nearly stolen. And now we got a foul. As Reardon gets the return pass, tried to sprint up the court, and a reach-in foul called against Maddie Mosier, her second. Team foul number 8. Now it's going to come down to free throws to ice this game. First free throw is in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. You got to keep her in the game. She's a great rebounder. Goes to Rodriguez. Rodriguez looks over her shoulder. Goes right wing to Spires. Spires baseline drive. Scoop shot is blocked. No foul. She got knocked to the floor. Ball out of bounds. It's Glenwood ball. It's a clean block. Credit to Gracie Reardon getting all ball. She comes out for Basalt. Spires inbounding. Glenwood trailing by 7 with a minute 15 to go in the game. Rodriguez calling for it, and they're going to go top of the key to Mosier. Maddie, left-hand dribble, stops left wing. Picks it up, goes cross-court. Sorensen has it, right wing. Far corner to Spires, sets up for a 3. Yo, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Ennewald. Ennewald, nice move with the left hand. Missed the shot, though. Good drop step by Ennewald. She's got good skills, but just came up a little bit short with that basket. Oh, there's a tripping foul against Spires. And that's probably it. 50 seconds left. Boy, nice little comeback by Glenwood, but you spot late in the game, you're down by 16. That's a tall order. Full timeout called by Basalt. 50 seconds left. 34-27. Basalt with the lead. This is KMTS. Remaining in the ball game. Glenwood trailing Basalt 34-27. Riley Dolan really giving Basalt a spark in this second half. Gracie Reardon with 3 three-pointers, but it's Dolan's defense, rebounding, and her driving layups. Been a big difference for Basalt. The lead is 7 for Basalt, and at the line is Ava Lane, the sophomore. Rebound. foul was called against Brianna Sorensen, her second. Abilene's first free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by Bohannon. Chandra Bohannon. Dolan has it. Katie Bohannon now, and Bohannon is fouled to stop the clock with 38 seconds to go. .34-27. First free throw is good. Got the bounce. It's a double bonus. Katie Bohannon, their first point. Gracie Dietrich checking back in for Glenwood. Gracie played for Basalt, played softball for Basalt, and had a good season. Katie Bohannon's second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Dietrich. Gracie brings it up, 35 seconds. Pass in to Maddie Mosier, who lays it up and in. Tough shot for Maddie. Nice dish by Dietrich. 35-29. Glenwood playing aggressive D, and finally a foul's call. A lot of contact as Riley Dolan spinning around in a crowd. She had surrounded by three defenders. Take your pick. Who gets the foul? It's Ella Johnson with her third. No, excuse me, Mosier with her third. And back to the line we go. Riley Dolan has 9 points, looking for her 10th. She'll get two shots here. First free throw is no good off the back of the rim. So both teams need to work on the free throws. Second attempt is good. Dolan with 10 points on the night. 36-29 Basalt. 20 seconds to go. Dietrich, three-pointer, left wing. That's way off the mark. Doesn't draw iron. Rebound, though, taken by Ennewald. Ennewald back to Dietrich. Five-footer. She comes up short. 13 seconds left. Bohannon has it to Dolan. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Up the court to Katie Bohannon. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. Ball game. They called a foul just before the buzzer, but I think they're going to let it go. That'll do it. Final score, Basalt 36, Glenwood 29. There'll be no shaking of hands, just a friendly wave. And that is your final scores. Basalt starts the season off 1-0. Glenwood goes to 0-1 with Coleridge coming out. Another Western Slope 318 coming up on Friday in Peach Valley. Final score 36-29 Basalt over Glenwood. Everyone has to clear out of the gym so they can clean and sanitize quickly the leading scorers. Just give you the scores. Carly Gatlin with 2. Caitlin Booth with 7 points. Riley Dolan with 10. Ava Lane with 2 for Basalt. Gracie Reardon had 11 to lead all scores. Katie Bohannon with a point. 4 points scored by Chandra Bohannon. For Glenwood, Maddie Mosier with 6 points. 2 scored by Maya Suarez. Sophia Prieto off the bench with 3 points. Pam Rodriguez with 2. Jocelyn Spires with 7 points to lead the Glenwood Lady Demons. 2 points from Gracie Dietrich. Rough night for her. 3 points by Matea Ennewald, but she had about 8 rebounds on the night. And Brianna Sorensen with 2 points, both from the free throw line. Glenwood loses to Basalt. Final score, 36-29. And again, the next game for Glenwood will be Coleridge on Friday night from Peach Valley. The boys game coming up in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned to KMTS.